Welcome back. You are, of course, listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I'm very excited that you're here with us this evening. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And, of course, if you're listening at our website, www.franklyspeakingradio.com, you'll see a link to our guest's website, as well as his mailing address, if you'd like to mail a donation so he can continue his hard work. I know that it would be well-received, and I plan on doing so myself. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the program, Red Elk. Thank you so much for all of your time.
I'm kind of having fun. I hit the wall, and I passed it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Well, good. I appreciate it very much, and I'm enjoying this, too. I'm getting a lot out of it, and I know the listeners are, too, and I know they're probably hating it that the phones aren't working, so they couldn't. I know they'd love to interact with you, but this is kind of it's kind of neat also for you and I to just be able to have this chat. It almost doesn't feel like a radio program to me.
Well, it shouldn't. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, a good interview, as far as I've ever listened to and hopefully been a part of, mm-hmm. is simply a person talking to a person, because mm-hmm. you and I talk to each other, and literally you are the other, that's the listener, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The thousands or hundreds or whatever you got, and sit down at my table and let's have a coffee or a super big gulp, and let's enjoy life. Let's learn from mm-hmm. each other.
Well said. Well, you know, when earlier last hour we were talking about the absence of convenience, such as electricity.
Yeah, try that for 12 hours. Let's see if you can do it.
I can do it. I've done it before. 12 hours? I could do that. That's easy.
All right. Yeah, which one are you going to pick? The night hours, so you don't have to go to the bathroom
or
close the door.
No. No, I like to be outside, Red Elk. I like to go camping for days at a time. And, you know, whenever I can get away from stuff. Now, granted, don't get me wrong, I love the convenience. I love air conditioner in the summer. I love a heater in the winter. I love, like you said, lights. I love running water that comes out of a temperature controlled. but at the same time, I could do without, for brief periods of time. But, yeah, 12 hours I can do. But I agree with you. Most people cannot.
No, they can't. They
and I'm not trying to.
Weekend
yeah.
from a Friday evening until mm-hmm. Monday morning. And, mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, you're going to be at each other's throats.
Yes.
You know, Don't open that refrigerator. Why not? It's cooled by electricity, and all the food in there is untouchable because, or unplug the dang thing,
yeah.
you know. And it's just, and the women with their hair dryers, and again, the kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch cartoons. I want my game. And yeah. They're going to be at each other's throats,
mm-hmm.
and the electricity is going to go off. And the water is going to go off. And if you're going to want to use those conveniences, you are going to go to special camps. That's the way our government is leading us now.
Mm-hmm.
And water and electricity are the big draw. Get out of the country. Get out of the suburb. Come here. We will take care of you. People.
Well said.
Yeah. You know, scary.
Yeah, it is scary. And, you know, we're seeing all of these military bases being shut down and decommissioned, supposedly. But I think that they're going to turn into those places specifically that you're mentioning, which are places where you can go and live in the military barracks and, oh, this is great. And all you have to do to pay your way is to work. Work here, work there, do this, do that, and so on and so forth. We'll continue in 3 minutes, folks. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio right after this.
Attention, attention, everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, the home stretch, our final hour, and we've spent it all with our good friend Red Elk. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, hon. Thank you, brother.
Thank you very much, and I really appreciate all of this incredible information. You've given us information on how to empower ourselves mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally, all incredibly important points, and I appreciate every one of them. One of the things I did want to ask you about, if you don't mind, and you take us anywhere you want to go, but I was curious about, a lot of people are starting to talk about UFOs again, meteors and things like that, and obviously a lot of people always have, but I think that much like we can kind of perceive the way that the mainstream media and the entertainment industry, the way that they kind of go hand in hand to shape our perceptions and therefore influence our realities, I think that, you know, something is about to develop in that regard, and I think we should probably discuss some of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, first off, the Earth is preparing to roll over. Mm-hmm. And in this, it starts down deep, and it's sort of like, what do they call that, whip the whip, where people are hanging onto a long rope. And the guy in the center, he might be going the fastest. Mm-hmm. But he's the most stable. Mm. And the one that is few feet or yards away, you know, they're going slower. But it's the one at the very, very end that is really getting it. This rope is spinning fast. Mm-hmm. Really getting the short end of the stick.
Yeah.
And that's us. And so our Earth has started preparation to roll, and we can stop it, folks, if we would just get right with that. Remember, we're Nineveh, and you and I are Ninevites, And it doesn't have to happen, at least not with our generation.
Mm.
And that's up to you. Anyway, this is causing the Vells, the old parallel times included in that, dimensional shifts, all kinds of things that you hear about, but most have never experienced. And vortexes that are opening up, and there are people underneath us. We are on the floor of the six, so there you've got others below us that, you know, we're on their ceiling, you know, up above their ceiling, really.
Mm-hmm.
But, and they're coming out, and it's all preparing for Armageddon, the whole bit. And it's so you're going to be experiencing some very strange things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear a lot about aliens. I talked to them. I chased an alien into the woods once with a knife.
Mm-hmm.
And I twit. But anyway, yeah. It, I find that there are no others at all, with only one exception, that are for us. They're to help us. I don't care what your New Agers say.
Mm-hmm.
They're being conned. I don't care if you don't believe me. That's your right. That's your path.
Mm-hmm.
But you're being conned. And to me, there's only one so-called alien race that... I don't even consider them aliens, and that's a Martian. There's so few of them, and we only have two groups in the world, on the world, and hardly any exist in Mars, not on Mars, in, and few exist in the moon, and using that as a transport area from Mars to the moon to get special foods and goods to the ones here on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I consider them brothers and sisters. It's just like we're really close cousins.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference is their finger shape. Look at your finger, and point your pointy finger right at you and look at it. And you see the bone is tired, a little bit higher than the meat on the sides of that finger. It's the opposite with them. They're kind of like barbells.
Hmm.
And that's the only difference. They look old Indians from Navajo or Arapaho, Navajo, Apache type race. Well, not so much Apache, but Navajo and stuff like that. Apaches can get some rather thin, you know, and Sinai. With the others, have got more of a pack animal look to them, you know, strong, short body in general, I'm speaking. And they look like them, same skin tone and stuff like that. And good people. And all they want to do is to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And time travel again, a large, very huge asteroid came by and sucked all the air off their planet. And that's what happened there, and they saw it coming, and they lost almost everybody that was alive there. But they had prepared, and they went underground, but they're a dying race, and there's not many left. You know, I'm talking maybe, I think, well below 30,000.
Wow.
And they want to be recognized as... And be citizens of the world. And our government knows this, and they're refusing it. They're pumping them all up for all this advanced technology that they used to have, and still have. But, anyway, our government is really being killers.
Mm-hmm.
You give us what we want, and we might give you what you want.
Sure.
And it's a dirty deal. But I don't consider them aliens whatsoever. It's honest to God. It's just like they came from Earth and gone to Mars and grew up over there. Like you and I came from the USA, but our brothers split off with us and went over to Asia, you know, mm-hmm. and it's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
But all the others, none are for us.
Right.
Most of them wish that we didn't even exist. It doesn't mean they'll destroy us.
Mm-hmm.
Just wish, why don't those primitives go away?
Yes.
And Armageddon is not just going to bring problems with us, but it's bringing every single race of soul-bearing peoples from all existence that still exist.
Yeah.
To us. We are the mousetrap in space, and you and I are the cheese.
Wow.
And when Armageddon takes place, it's taking place galaxies and universally wide, at the same time. And racial per racial, all will have the same amount of people die, racial per racial, you know. And the thing is, all of those, with the exception of the Martian, believe that they're God. If there is a God, they're God. If there is a Lucifer, a Satan, we're Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how long ago they have been overpowered by the black angels that followed Christ. I mean, forgive me, I'm tired, that followed Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
Who sent them out as generals to this planet or that set of planets, and they've corrupted ages and ages ago until they forgot in the conscious and subconscious, but not the deep heat,
right,
that there is, they forgot that there's a God.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, our Armageddon is a trap. You and I on this planet are the only ones in all God's creation that still remember Daddy. And Armageddon, he's sacrificing us, almost the whole planetary people, to bring the whole soul-bearing people back to him.
Mm.
Oh, it's a good thing.
That's amazing. And it's obviously something that should be pointed out in terms of you saying that they're not for us, meaning that there's a great deception in place.
Oh, yeah. And these New Agers, they're just sucking it up.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to hear the story about the entity that you chased away with a knife.
Oh, that little twit, yeah. I was down the road here from where I live. I was working as a night watchman guarding these cables that got all those real fine glass telephone line things in it, too, optic cable.
Mm-hmm.
And I was way out in the woods up in Easton, or not Eastern, but Easton, Washington, which is in Eastern Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And foggier and all get out. Beautiful warm night, but the fog was thick. And I'm sitting in the cab of my pickup with my light on, writing a letter to my brother. Happened to be listening to Art Bell that night, and suddenly out of the corner of the peripheral vision of my right eye, I noticed the fog starting to change shape, you know, it was swirling. And so I looked up just in time to see one of these dang little grays come quickly walking towards the truck. He didn't know I was there. I didn't know he was there. And he almost hit the right front bumper and headlight of my truck. He's going pretty quick. He wasn't running. And, boy, it startled him. It startled me. And in a couple of microseconds, he stopped and, you know, just, where'd you come from type look.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing the same thing. And then he took off like a bat out of AIDS and to my left, past my left windshield and past my left door. Meanwhile, I'm grabbing my case knife, getting it open and reaching the car door at the same time and trying to jump out.
Hold on a second, Red Eye.
I was fast behind him, but he's a gray, and he's in gray.
Mm-hmm.
And
hang on just a second, my friend. I'm sorry. Another quick break, though. Folks, we'll be back in only 3 minutes, and you have to hear the rest of the story. We'll be back with Red Elk and, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio.
you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Very little time left in the show, but we're enjoying every second with our special guest this evening, Red Elk. Welcome back, sir.
Okay.
Thank you again.
All right. That little twit gray in gray. And I was, he wasn't very far ahead of me when I got out of that truck running. And, man, I'm yelling. Get back here. Stop. I want your head. And I was saying just that. And swinging my knife around. But holy mackerel, that thing would make a Daytona race car.
Wow.
And this is a little thing, really hardly any meat to it at all, It's just... How the heck it holds its head up is beyond me.
Wow.
An enormous head, big eyes. But not a human, not a soul there.
Mm-hmm.
It's made out of a bean and inserted with certain knowledge how to stay out, get out of minor scrapes and run the ships, stuff like that, by the masters, which look just like them,
mm-hmm.
or they thinner, and about a head and a half, maybe, and that much, a head and a half higher than they are.
Mm.
And so these are a dime a dozen. And the ships that they they make out of a companion-style bean. It's not the same bean, but of the same bean family. I've gone up there. I watched it. It's all really interesting.
Wow.
But anyway, I lost him, and I lost me. You know, I wasn't paying a lick of attention in all that fog. Where the heck I was at? It took me an hour to find my truck again. But I did. I wanted his head. And I knew I'm not killing a human. It's just like you going out as a farmer and reaching down and cutting off a head of lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
You're killing a life, yes, but not a human life.
Mm-hmm. So they're grown.
It's for my freezer, you know. Oh, dang. Yeah, and those glasses they wear on their eyes, you know, I'd love to have a set of those.
Mm.
But seeing the dark glasses are really super.
Wow.
But, yeah, well, anyway, that was just one of many experiences. And, mm-hmm. and frankly, the closest I've ever come to an alien, you know, in the physical like that.
Yes.
I've come very close in physical, but never that close.
That's amazing.
Yeah, the little guy. I bet he got lost, too. I really bet he did. I threw him off course wherever he was going.
Wow. It's amazing, and it makes a lot of sense, honestly, because when you look at the spiritual significance of things like that, you know, the fact that, as you mentioned, these fallen angels who had followed Lucifer, and, you know, a lot of people would make the assessment that that's what these extraterrestrials are, and I think there might be something to that. But you would think that, you know, again, like these grays, that they might sort of be soulless individuals. They seem to be relatively non-emotional.
Well, that's why they're here.
Mm-hmm.
They came a long time ago.
Oh.
Seeked permission from the Great Council, the Council of One Man, it's called, of which, believe it or not, I am a member.
Mm.
And not in good standing. I chewed their rears out three times. And,
really?
Haven't been invited back up. And,
wow.
But nevertheless, I am a member. And they went a long, long time ago. They were having great trouble on their three planets at the end. And no, that wasn't them. That was the Jacqueline race, three planets. Mm-hmm. No, they had one. And they were at war. They were on the verge of destroying themselves. And so they asked the council permission to come down and do some DNA work with humans on Earth to get rid of the emotion of hate.
Mm.
Well, these great thinkers and spiritual advisors and God knows what else up there, playing God. You know, remember, there's no God as far as they're concerned.
Right.
And they gave them permission, so they came down and stayed a long, long, long time. Never really left, but, you know, got down to a skeleton crew. And got the DNA from the human race of Earth and went back and DNA, you know, did whatever they do, scientist stuff, and got rid of the emotion of hate.
Mm.
Unfortunately, you can't separate one emotion from another. So they got rid of all emotion. And their women, I have yet to find a female.
Mm.
The grays. Their women need the emotion of being touched, of being held, of being appreciated. You know, so sex just went right out the window.
Mm.
And with sex going out the window, so did the population.
Wow.
But they save the eggs from the last of the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And they still have a few men, the masters. And they made these soldiers, these basically little gray soldiers, out of a bean. And I watched them how they do it. They made this ship out of this other bean. And it's a really strange bean. It's hollow inside.
Red Elk, let me interrupt you. I'm sorry for a quick break. I want to hear more, and I want to ask you then about the soul and emotions being interconnected as well. Folks, we're back in three. Please stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Only about 20 minutes left in the program, and Red Elk, the marathon man, has been with us the entire time. Welcome back, sir.
Hi, hi.
Thank you again.
Okay, let's get back to this.
Yes.
It's really fascinating. These beans, they look like a big lima bean, but they're dark, dark, dark brown, like a brown beetle skin. Mm-hmm. And they're ships. They put this small little bean and dip it in a vat, you know, like that you see these big round metal vats for cattle. It looks quite a bit like that. And let it soak for X amount of time, and then hook another one on and raise the first one up to the second batch of stuff. Mm-hmm. And the first one goes down. It's an assembly line. Wow. And this is how they get these minerals that the scientists that have studied some of these things say, how did they do this? How did they get this thin a layer in there, this metal and that metal? Well, they soak it up. They're a bean, just like you put in a bean in water to help it sprout before planting, you know, until it gets to the end of all of these things, and it grows until it's about 16 foot, and then it's like kind of carving out a pumpkin. It's empty inside in that sense, and they slap an engine in it and do a little bit of other things and put a protective coat on it. to go through space, and off they go.
Wow.
And they just keep building them and building them. Meanwhile, the other beings, another family being to that particular one, they too are growing in similar manner. And but they're the similarity, you know, they're growing and looking like the masters, only mm-hmm. much smaller. And they, through some technology well beyond my knowledge, they are given a form of intelligence and then given a ship, and they put their little three, some are four-fingered, fingers at the control board mm-hmm. and think to make the ship go where they want.
Wow.
Now, not only that, but any good botanist that can open up a long, tall weed will see the digestive tract of the weed and stuff like that. Well, these things are not planted in the ground, so they have a little mouth to be able to take in, absorb moisture, and they absorb it through their skin as well if they need to, just like a weed. And they don't eat like anybody you know. No. They put their fingers, their handprint, they put their hand in that control panel, and the ship is their food source as well.
Wow.
So it's all quite interesting.
That is amazing. Yeah. You know, in this time...
Hey, this being the medicine man and the white guy, and it's got its highlights. It's kind of fun, but who's going to believe an old bart like me? Language.
No, don't belittle yourself, my friend. One of the things that I think really can tie all of these 4 hours together is this idea that now we've got scientists who are developing different technologies. They are now interbreeding animals and humans and animals and crops, all, you know, on a genetic level. But at the same time, it's interesting because, as you had mentioned about breeding the emotions, meaning, well, breeding the hatred or the anger, the violence, out of these beings, subsequently removed all emotion altogether.
That's and, right. You cannot separate it. It's all part of the soul.
Yes, and that was the other point I wanted to make, is that the emotion, then, is the soul.
No. Part of the soul.
Part of the soul, okay.
Yeah, the essence of man is the soul.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could get and draw a little bit of blood out of your finger and or, you know, shoot it into a vial and like you're getting blood drawn,
mm-hmm.
that's filled with trillions of billions of an individual soul.
Mm-hmm.
Each individual is a full soul. Shoot it back in your arm, and you've just joined others, just, you know, what you took out.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the soul, the whole essence of man, made up of molecules smaller than atoms, and each has its own full memory of what you've been doing throughout your life. And that's why I say I got to bury my toe. It's part of my soul, but I'm having so much fun with it. It's
fun with it, like stick it on a plate and serve it to somebody, or?
Well, no, we haven't got time to let me tell you what I've done with that toe. But I tell you, I would have won that $100,000 once a year for World's Funniest People if I'd had about 10 minutes of this film. Oh, gee, what I do to my grandkids. Being a Hayoka, I'm basically an inner Hayoka,
mm-hmm.
and I'm also a Hayoka, and I belong to a couple. I'm an honorary member of the Crystal Skull Society of Cherokee,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a member of another thing. So, it's anyway, it's but my whole start and this inner Hayoka. And we all got a very weird sense of humor. Very, very weird. It drives my granddaughter just batty, man, you know. I love teasing people.
That's great.
But anyway, that is the soul.
Uh-huh.
Every little, whatever it is, it's smaller than an atom.
Mm-hmm.
The smallest of the small, that is a total remembrance machine.
Mm-hmm.
But it may, you know, blood runs through your fat, your bones, everything. Mm-hmm. your skin, and that is the essence of the soul. That's the essence of man.
See, I think that's so important to understand. You know, blood is such a common theme throughout the Bible and through Scripture, and in, you know, practices of faith and religion as well. So there's something there that very few people would understand. So it's important, I think, to examine that.
Well, let's. There's been shows on our bells coast to coast where people have said they've had a transplant or whatnot from another body.
Yes.
Well, what happens? Skin dies, I think, within 24 hours, and you're always rejuvenating your skin. Blood dies within, I think, 24 hours or something like that. So it's always rejuvenating. But all of this is part of the soul. Now, when you get a heart transplant, a lung transplant, or what, a big organ from somebody else, people all of a sudden that never drank, now like beer.
Yes.
And stuff like that. Literally, you're carrying the soul of yourself and the former person. It doesn't die off until the whole kit and caboodle dies.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a two-souled person then.
Wow. That's fascinating.
Now, another thing is pharmaceuticals. You know, they duplicate the plants and then drain you of your money for these special pills.
Of course.
You can go out and gnaw on plants and get everything out of that plant. But you can go down there and work for a week to get a month's supply of medicine. But you will not get completely healed by their medicine. The reason of it is there is theirs is all synthetic.
Mm-hmm.
And man has never learned how to make a kind of a soul. Plants and rocks and stuff, they have God awareness. It's not a soul, but there's an awareness there, all God and all godly. And when you eat it and fresh out of the field, then you get the full benefit. But when you have something man-made, synthetic, you got a very weakened replica.
And subsequently, it would weaken you as well.
Well, it's not doing you any good. I mean,
yeah.
Well, it does good, but, you know, it's just like a rare aspirin or any aspirin, you know, man-made aspirin. Mm-hmm. But we Indians, we go out and peel a willow tree and chew the inner bark. It's the same thing, except ours is more powerful than theirs, and they got theirs from us, the idea.
Yeah.
Sutures, you know, sew up cuts and stuff like that. The Indians had a suture that was unbelievable. These large carpenter ants.
Really?
Yeah, you just hold the two pieces of skin together and hold the ant, and when he bites the two skins, you pop his head, and you got a length of carpenter ant heads clamping you together.
Wow.
Or you could use spider webs. You know, it depends how much of a cut you have.
Yeah.
Spider web is like scotch tape.
Uh-huh.
You know, that type of stuff.
Wow. That's fascinating stuff, my friend. We are very short on time, but I want to devote what we've got left here, this last 15 minutes, to talking about, of course, your book that's coming out and the other things that are available on your website.
Okay, I have the agenda. That's $33, folks. That's a lot of money. And I told him, I said, God, you're out of your tree. I told him that. And all of a sudden, every noise outdoors stopped. And I thought, if I'm a turtle, I'm going to go in my shell. And then he said, no. He said, hear me.
Mm-hmm.
No. Those who are to learn will receive. So, it's very few pages, but it gives you a good knowledge of what's going on with alien race and us and some of the events of the world.
Okay.
And but that's called The Agenda. It's a booklet. I'm not sure. I think it's only about 12, 14 pages on one side only each. It's a lot of money for that, I thought. But that says, no, you make sure those that are supposed to have it will get it. And I'm working on a book called Short Stories. I don't know how long it'll take, but I think I'm pretty close to over half done with it. And I'm not sure the price on that, but it won't be $12 soft cover. It's going to run at least, I will receive at least $20 per book mm-hmm. after printing and sending.
Mm-hmm.
And might be more, but I'd like to keep it as low as possible.
Sure.
And then I have old things like levitation, invisibility, health, and stuff like that. You can see it on my website. Mm-hmm. You go to lessons and things. I have the DVD. And again, that phone number is 1-888-999-1985, 1985. And that's pretty inexpensive. I get a cut out of some of this. It helps with earning money,
you know,
and not very darn much, but it helps.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I got, and I'm going to be pulling my website off in July, as it is. It's filled with pictures, go into the archives. Don't just stop at the first bunch of things that you see, but go along the side. Because
mm-hmm.
it's going to be gone. It's got some very interesting things.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's just a frosting on the cake to draw people that have that kind of an interest to the whole. And when that's full, that's gone. That's it. No mm-hmm. more. And but I will probably keep it as a offering things. I got to make a living, and nobody's backing me.
Mm-hmm.
Hardly anybody. I got a man and wife and another man, and that's it. That sent me some money every single month.
That's wonderful.
And not much at all. Mm-hmm. Doesn't even fill my gas tank up for the week, but it helps.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife is the one that has been carrying the load all this time. She's going to surgery here in a week or 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all there on the website. If anybody's interested, go for it. They all work, but you got to get in the childlike mind to make them work.
Mm-hmm.
That means a little kid that, their imaginary friend is very real.
Yes.
And you have to learn to do that if you're going to make these work. And I have people doing it. I have nobody, to my knowledge, that have learned to be invisible. But I have had several in classes that I used to give that did. You could see the chairs behind or through them and stuff, and then they backed out. But yeah, teleportation, stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
and which is very dangerous, by the way.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You got to go ahead in spirit and check the spot.
Mm.
Otherwise, that spot you want to go to that you were back there as a kid, you'll pop up right there at that spot, and it's now a freeway and an 18-wheeler bearing down on you.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go and check these things out. You don't do these things haphazardly and stuff. One guy, he learned to levitate quite high, whatever 3 meters is, and he realized that, hey, man, I'm going to get in trouble here. He's doing it in the park. And so every time he wanted to do it, now he goes out to his backyard and just cruises around up above the bushes and stuff.
Mm.
You can go as high as you want, but remember, there's electric lines and things
planes.
Like that. And Christ levitated. Peter levitated,
mm-hmm.
walking on water.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that I teach are strictly there in the Bible. And again, you don't need to buy this stuff if you just get in the Word and study it for yourself. Otherwise, don't complain. You're just, you're paying to have me do your homework for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
That's it.
But I'll probably keep this for sale things on in this new book that I'm finishing.
Yeah.
And I'm having fun with that one. I'm having a lot of fun. But
it sounds amazing.
And I appreciate
it. With a ding, and I'm having to learn the word processor, and occasionally I hit a word, can't spell it so badly that it says there is no such thing on this planet, not even close. Try again.
Right, right. But, well, you've read me some excerpts, and it just—it sounds amazing. I'm really excited about that.
Well, it's different. I've got my what do they call that? Where you go to the back to find out what that word meant. This word meant
glossary
that section.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know, but anyway, I put it in the front. It makes more sense to know before you start reading.
That, I agree with that.
Yeah,
that's an excellent way to do it.
Yeah, and I just do things as casual in that book as I do on this phone.
That's wonderful. Red Elk, it's our last break here. When we come back, I'd like you to give out your mailing address for those who don't have a computer.
Okay.
We'll just maybe you can give us an inspirational word to take us out. Folks, back in three to continue and wrap up the show. Please stay with us.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. It has been an incredibly fast-moving 4 hours. It started out as a nightmare. Just a whole lot of technical nonsense and BS to overcome and deal with. And as our guest said it, I think he said it better than I ever could. that these are the kind of obstacles, these are the kind of burdens that we should take some joy in this, because this means that good things are trying to be stopped. And Red Elk, you've just been amazing. Thank you so much.
There you go again, Bill.
There I go again. You're just going to have to accept that that's how I am.
All right. Okay, now, what was it you wanted this last 5, 6, 10 minutes?
Just, I would like you to give out your mailing address for those who don't have computers.
First off, don't write me, you know, for can you heal this and can you heal that? And yes, everything is healable, but is everything supposed to be healed, right?
Mm.
A lot of you people are in the problems you are simply because you got something to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't learned it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's times I'm told, no, just pray that they learn it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And but nevertheless, I told you about I love me, I love me, I love me. Everything is a hologram. I'm going to say something that doesn't sound too couth, but everything is a hologram, even your boyfriend and girlfriend and husband and wife.
Mm.
So, in reality, when you make love, you're playing with yourself. In reality, this is true. Yeah, and it is a little uncouth there, but I want you to understand that, that this is the way it is, and mm-hmm. check it.
Yes.
It's a little more pleasant, I gotta agree, but nevertheless. Folks, it's my address, if you need it, please, always send a self-addressed stamped envelope. I will not answer any more letters. I cannot afford to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm way in debt, and I'm still deep in debt over trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
And only, please, only write. If don't expect to come here and learn. I quit that because I end up teaching one, I end up teaching 17. I want to teach thousands,
mm-hmm.
hundreds maybe, but thousands if I can, at a time. Otherwise, I'm just taking 2.5 days or a day, you know, out of my time frame to teach one, and hopefully they'll go on and teach a couple and get the forest fire going. But
mm-hmm.
it's a lot easier to light a whole bunch of matches at one time than one or two at a time.
Well said.
And so if you want me to come to speak and are serious about it and really know that it can get underway, then yes, let's talk about it. I won't be able to do much until mid to the end of June, between now and then. I'm going to Canada to the Crees and do some work up there with them for them.
Wonderful.
And then maybe down to Atlanta, Georgia, to work with the black Muslim people down there.
Wonderful.
But anyway, that's all driving. I won't fly. I won't take a plane. I won't take a train. I won't take a bus. I drive. And again, that means you're going to have to pay for the gas and my motel and all that jazz. I'll take the time. I'll leave the family for your sake. But you're going to have to put up for our sake, too. Okay?
Yes.
It's only fair.
Fair enough.
Oh.
I can give this real quick. You correct me if I'm wrong. It is Red Elk, P.O., Box 166, Thorpe, Washington. That's T-H-O-R-P. Washington is W-A, 98946. Is that correct?
That's correct. And you were afraid I wasn't ever going to get to it.
I just wanted to get it out there quick. Red Elk, God bless you, sir. We'll be praying for you and for your wife and your family. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. And God bless you all. Remember, we are